there is an evolutionary impulse in the universe towards consciousness. And that has been playing itself out on the planet for millions of years. Consciousness expressing itself in ever-changing forms. And through humans, consciousness now wants to come to a flowering that hasn't happened before, never on a large scale, only to a few isolated individuals. And what humans did to them, well, either they ignored them completely, or they killed them, or they made them into gods to be worshipped. And those were only the few individuals in whom this came through almost prematurely, but they were necessary precursors of what was to come, a deeper change. Now, I'm not telling you, of course, to wait for some change to happen on the planet. You know, there are many, many, many times in the history groups of people have waited for the end or some drastic change. We are not waiting. I'm just pointing out that this gathering here is already part of this transformation, this flowering of consciousness. And anybody who in a so-called future moment, which doesn't exist, listens to this, it'll be in the now. Nobody could ever listen to this anywhere else except in the now, is also part of that transformation of consciousness, because as you listen, something new arises. There is more here than the words. There is that which the words point to, which is here as an alive presence in you. An inner arising. There's more here than the words. If there were only the words, it wouldn't be that much. So consciousness then wants to flower through the human form. Whether it fully will do that on a large scale, we don't know yet. Although it is happening here, there's also the dysfunction of the old form, which is no longer working. Similar to a caterpillar that comes to the end of its lifespan as a caterpillar. And the closer it comes to the end of its lifespan as a caterpillar, the more difficult it gets to continue to. Suddenly the crawling doesn't work anymore. Things don't work anymore. The caterpillar existence becomes dysfunctional. It was fine before, because something new is destined to emerge out of this thing that is bound by gravity, can't even lift itself up 1 inch. And now the evolutionary transformation, when it happens, is not a progressive thing of getting better and better at doing something in a certain way, but a complete leap to another dimension. So in the case of the caterpillar, it doesn't mean that he gets better at crawling faster and faster. No, that is left behind completely, and something emerges that is it's a different being. Suddenly something comes out of it and it has the most beautiful wings and it flies off. Has almost no weight at all. Is not has completely transcended the gravity of the planet. And in the case of humans, what does that mean? Humans have been immersed in thinking for thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of years. The arising of thought was a necessary stage in the evolution. It's, of course, it had wonderful, its wonderful side too.